truck, which was around noon today.
It happened as an employee was cremating a 500-pound body. Brent Solomon is live right now. Brent, what did that manager tell you about this?
Well, the manager actually just told me he may have to close now for several days after an incident that the three people working here at the time never saw coming. Right now, cleanup and restoration crews are on site after black smoke could be seen billowing straight from the smokestack. In fact, the fire marshal is now ruling it an accident. When it comes to handling obese bodies, management here at the Southside Cremation Company says extra steps are taken to ensure the cremation process goes smoothly. The manager says the worker took all the right steps, but because this particular situation involved a 500-pound body, things took an unexpected turn, one that's never happened in the 20 years he's been in business here.
There was no negligence involved, man. My guys, we did all we could, and there was nothing. Once it started, the grease hit the roof and started the fire. The only thing we could do is dial 911, get the fire department here.
Have you ever handled a body that large before?
Oh, yeah. We specialize. Everybody calls us for the large bodies because they don't want this
to happen to them.
They don't want this to happen to it.
All right, there were three bodies on site at the time of this fire, but the manager says none were damaged in the process. As for that 500-pound body, Hendrick says he will be able to finish preparing it as scheduled today. Taking you back live now, I want you to walk with me right over here, and you can see some of the rubble that's left behind as a result of this fire. We have seen incidents like this before at cremation companies all over the nation, but Hendrick says he never thought he'd be next. But he says faith has gotten him through all these years, and that's what he's leaning on right now as he works to clean up and then get back to business. That's the very latest from Henrico. Brent Solomon, NBC 12.
Thanks.